The forecast for Bristol Bay sockeye salmon is up for next year. Mike Mason, a member station KDLG, has the Fish and Game Department numbers.
The official sockeye forecast for Bristol Bay next year is 32.3 million fish, which would be 2 million more sockeye than showed up this past summer. If you subtract the sockeye needed for escapement, 9.4 million, that puts the commercial common property harvest at 22.8 million. It's expected that Bristol Bay fishermen will haul in 21.7 million of those fish, and the fishermen in the South Peninsula area will get just over 1 million sockeye. If the forecast is correct and 32.3 million sockeye return to Bristol Bay next year, that would be 14% lower than the previous 10-year mean of total runs, which is 37.6 million fish. A forecast of 14.9 million sockeye for the Naknek-Quijack district is significantly larger than the 13.2 million sockeye that actually returned to the district this past summer. The 2012 forecast calls for a total run next year to the Igigik district of 6.7 million, which would be larger than the actual run of 5.6 million this past summer. The forecast for the Ugashik district is 3.09 million sockeye, which is lower than the 3.6 million fish that returned to the district this year. The expected sockeye run to the Togiak district is just 780,000 fish. If that holds true, that would be significantly less than the 938,000 sockeye that showed up this past season. The forecast for the Nooshigak district is 6.76 million sockeye. 4.6 million of those fish are forecasted as Wood River fish, with 1.4 million Nooshigak River fish. The Agushik River component of the run is forecasted at 720,000 sockeye. The 6.76 million sockeye forecasted to return to the Nooshigak district is slightly lower than the actual return this past summer of 6.9 million fish. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game Area Management biologist for the Nooshigak district is Tim Sands. He says the preseason forecast is most useful in allowing him to discuss potential issues that could come up in season next year.
It concerns me when there's a bigger Wood River forecast to a smaller Nooshigak forecast as a manager, because I fear that we might have to fish so hard to control one system, the Wood River, that the Nooshigak River is impacted to the point where we have to fish in the Wood River. When we have a ratio of more than 3 to 1, as a manager, I think I have to catch 3 times as many Wood River fish as Nooshigak River fish to keep the balance.
Sand says keeping that balance between reaching the escapement goals in the Wood and Nooshigak Rivers, not exceeding the escapement goals, and allowing commercial fishermen to harvest sockeye can at times be tricky. The total run of 32.3 million sockeye is forecasted to be made up of 41% 1-3 fish, with 26% of the run being made up of 2-2 sockeye. Many stakeholders have been waiting patiently for the past few weeks to get a look at the 2012 forecast. Bob Waldrop is the executive director of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. He says the forecast kind of sets the tone for the season.
People gear up based on that number, the processors, fishermen. But really, it just sets expectations.
At the end of the 2012 Bristol Bay sockeye salmon forecast, the authors declare that they expect the 2012 run to be similar to the total run in 2011. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.